Hey, this is Cecil and Marsha Garrett. We are back to keeping it 100.
Babe, so episode 3, we did meat, M-E-A-T, or help meat.
Okay.
And we got a lot of feedback. I got text messages. We got, you know, some comments on our YouTube page. Well, a comment on our YouTube page. And I got a couple phone calls.
Mm.
So apparently that was like a hot topic. And even when me and you were listening to it, you were thinking like there was so much more that we could expound on.
Yeah.
I was thinking the same thing.
I was definitely thinking about expounding on insecurity.
Mm.
You know, because a lot of people go through it, but nobody wants to really talk about it because they don't want to feel like that it's a shame. It's a shameful thing.
Mm.
And it's a prideful thing. Mm-hmm. You don't want nobody to know that you had insecurities.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody does,
mm-hmm.
even if they don't talk about it. Well, today we're going to talk about
Uh-oh.
It. And I'm not going to talk about hers. I'm going to talk about mine.
Mm-hmm.
And came into a marriage like I had expectation of what
mm-hmm.
I wanted. And when those goals weren't met to my satisfaction,
mm-hmm.
then I felt like I was being challenged.
Mm-hmm.
And I was being put to a test in my manhood. But it
mm-hmm.
wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that at all. It was just that my thoughts. I was living out of my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, marrying a beautiful woman didn't help.
Well.
You know, that, you know, guys will say things. Even in my presence, I'm like, mm-hmm. the nerves. So
mm-hmm.
the study addressing the situation, I addressed her.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted her to act a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted her to say a certain thing.
Mm-hmm.
But that's unfair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you feel that way, you know, get an understanding. But all you do, get an understanding from if someone you feel like is disrespecting your marriage.
Right.
Or even if they're not, this may say, hey, man, that's kind of borderline, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, jokingly, but letting them know that, you know, I don't really care for that.
Right, yeah.
But you don't. If you don't handle it that way, then you call yourself being angry at your spouse.
Right.
And that's unfair.
And that was a big part of what we went through, too.
Mm-hmm.
Just not communicating what was really going on. I didn't really understand what a lot of the frustration was mm-hmm. initially.
Yeah. But I'm going to tell you another thing that comes from insecurity. Is before I met you, I dated too many girls at one time. And then you can't keep up with what you're doing because there's too many at one time.
Oh man. You know? So were you thinking that I was dating a lot of men?
Yeah, I put that off on you because my mind was trapped.
Got you.
But now that I'm free, I can say the reason and the why
mm-hmm.
I was feeling the way I did.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just ridiculous to be even angry at your spouse about something that you created.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Insecurities are a very big thing. And
mm-hmm.
insecurities, not just on your end, because you mentioned that you were just going to deal with yours, but insecurities with me, and I mentioned it a couple weeks ago to someone else, that when I came into the marriage, I came in thinking a certain thought.
Okay.
I was thinking I wanted a certain thing, and you brought out the unmet expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had unmet expectations. I think we said in last week's podcast
right.
that we've said it before a couple
mm-hmm.
times, but I wasn't really coming in understanding marriage.
Yeah.
I was coming in because I was tired of being single.
Mm-hmm. And well, here we go. Scapegoat.
Yeah. You know, I was tired of being single. I struggled mm-hmm. as a single mother.
Mm-hmm.
So coming into a marriage with a guy that had
let me say this.
Okay.
Did you love me?
We dated for like a month before we got married. So
there was no love.
Dear, listen, uh-huh. I love you now.
Yeah.
And that is all that matters.
That's all that matters.
I would not trade you for the world.
Amen.
But I came into the marriage
mm-hmm.
looking for a captain to save me.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
When you lost your job,
There went Captain.
There went my captain. Captain was gone. And I didn't know what to do. That just rocked my world.
Well, I bet it did.
So you not having the means to help me. Mm-hmm. And then you said it yourself again. You came in looking for meat.
Yeah.
Not necessarily a help meet. Mm-mm. Because you weren't looking for me to help you meet Jesus.
No.
You were looking for me to help me help you meet.
Yes.
Your
needs.
Your sexual needs.
Yes.
And so when we came in together like that, mm-hmm. all different types of insecurities are going to rise up.
Yeah.
You know, like, what's going on? Yeah. Why isn't this working out the way that I wanted it to work out?
Because yeah, I'll just say this real quick and you can get back. When you come into a marriage and you hear not right now, maybe later, and then it doesn't come, because let's just be honest, when you're out there before you get married, nobody's saying no.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't saying no.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, what is the problem here? Why are they not saying no, but you are, mm-hmm. and you my wife?
Mm-hmm.
Then that can be a problem.
Well, you were trying to settle down with just one woman, and that was me. I wasn't really interested in sex like that. I had two kids. I knew what sex was like. I wasn't coming into a marriage.
That wasn't sex.
But I came into the marriage not really tripping off of it, because I'm just like, I know what this is and I know what it's gotten me.
Yeah.
So I'm just
pregnant.
Not. I know that's the point. Single mama. So I'm saying, I wasn't looking for that.
Well, I ain't looking to get pregnant right now. I'm about to go to sleep.
Oh man, but that's kind of, but that's what it was. That's where we were though.
Yeah,
and because that's what our mindset was, that's where all the craziness came in at.
Yeah.
So again, it wasn't until we realized who we were.
Amen.
And who God was for us and what he wanted for us. And it wasn't easy to figure that out. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you're going to allow your insecurities to rise up because I wasn't giving you what you came for.
Let me say this real quick. Yeah, we may not seen it
mm-hmm.
the same way,
mm-hmm.
But we were definitely still trying to reach the same
mm-hmm.
goals in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to speak for me. I was blinded
mm-hmm.
about what I really was looking at,
mm-hmm.
and that made a difference in how our relationship was going to be or not going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And once we got past that, what I want to be, and got to what we should be,
mm-hmm.
it became better.
But before we got there, we were yelling divorce.
Oh my God.
We were yelling divorce.
The D word.
We were trying to take each other out, kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
Ish.
My Lord.
But,
yes.
You know, before we got there, because it just wasn't working out the way that we stepped into the marriage expecting it to work out.
Yeah, that's that unexplained expectation that you have in your repertoire that you want to, that you think this way it should be, and it's not.
This is what I came for. Yeah.
Oh,
this is what I came for, and it's not working out this way, so I need a divorce.
Mm. Quitters never, never prosper. And that's one of those sayings that we used to say when we was running the track. And this coach of mine, he used to say, quitters never prosper.
Mm-hmm.
Quitters never prosper. And that stuck with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I try not to be a quitter. And, you know, unfortunately, you quit some things in life and you regret it later.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want this to be one of them.
And that kind of goes back to another thing we said, too, that we were both so stubborn.
Oh, my goodness.
So stubborn that we stayed together.
Yeah. You move out.
Yeah.
You move out.
That was crazy. We literally argue about who going to leave first.
Oh, man.
That was crazy. But it kept us together.
Yes,
it kept us together. And, now here we are. But it wasn't an easy thing to get over. We had to.
Yeah.
We had to get real honest about ourselves and grab a hold of a little humility.
Yeah. Amen.
We had to realize, okay, I did come in here with the wrong idea. I came in here with the wrong thought, and this is not fair to him. You had to realize this is not fair to her.
Yeah.
I have to say that in our marriage, you were really good about apologizing when you were convicted.
Yeah.
It took me a moment to come around to that,
mm-hmm.
but you were really good at that, and I know that that helped a lot
as
well.
You know, because a lot of times I'll go off to another room and I'm thinking to myself, see, that's, you shouldn't have said that. That's not how you really feel. So why did you say it? Because I wanted to win. I wanted to win the argument. And there's another saying that we say, you want to win or you want to be happy. You know, I want to be happy and I want my wife to be happy. And if things ain't going the way that you think it should, maybe you didn't say what you should have said. And then things will go the way it should. No, what I'm saying is, you shouldn't have said what you should have said, what
What you
shouldn't have
say?
said. And now that you're thinking about it, you're like, oh man, I need to really clear it, fix this and clean it up. Not for me, but for her. I want her to have peace of mind. Whenever I apologize, it's for you to have peace, not me.
And that was your heart. That was where
Yeah.
humility kicked in
Yeah.
because you could have realized you were wrong and still not said anything.
Yeah.
And that's just even more stress and strain on the relationship.
Because I know very well how to be stubborn.
Yeah, we both know that.
Yeah.
We both did it.
We can write a book on it.
That's tough.
Yeah.
But just think about how that played out in our relationship in general, just even with submission.
Yeah.
I mean, it was difficult because
Yeah.
loving me is what you've been called to do. It's what the Bible says that a husband should do is love his wife like Christ loved the church. And if you're not doing that, it puts a strain on me for submission. Not that I'm not going to do it, but you want me to submit to you with my whole heart,
Amen.
not just because it's something I'm mandated to do.
Right.
Even in the bedroom, sex is not easy. When my man is not hearing me out,
Right.
you're not communicating with me.
Yeah.
You're not understanding my needs. It's just, you're not giving me that emotional connection.
You know what I like about that also? When I know that you're not feeling me at that moment, I like, you know what? I don't want to do this. And I'm not going to do it just to be doing it. I want us to be enjoy it, not me. I wanted us to enjoy it.
That's what it should be.
It's the way it's supposed to be. I'm built different.
But it hasn't always been that way.
No, it hasn't.
It hasn't always been that way, especially as we already said, that you come into a mindset and into the relationship with a certain mindset that if you're my wife, this is what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, and I quickly understood that that wasn't working. Wasn't working.
Just a different breed.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. I wasn't, like I said, I mean, I know I ain't no Denzel or anything like that, but they weren't saying no.
I know.
Yeah,
And that could have got dangerous for you.
that could have got really bad. Thank God for repentance and everything else and moving on.
So you get married and then I'm like, no.
I didn't want you to,
No.
you weren't supposed to be Sally, Jane, and Robin. You weren't
Right.
supposed to be them. You're supposed to be Miss Garrett.
And in order for me to be Miss Garrett, I'm going to take in your name to be Miss Garrett. There's something that you were giving me
Yeah.
that would make me want to be Miss Garrett and want to be
Amen.
proud of that and want to take on that, want
Yes.
to be connected to you in a certain way.
Yeah.
And if you're
Yeah.
not meeting me where I needed to be met, then you're not going to get 100% of me. And like you
Nope.
just said, like who wants that?
Yeah.
Why would you want it any other way?
And men got to get out of their mind that all they can give her is the meat. And that's not reality.
Yeah, you can't. It just, it's
There's more
not.
to it.
There's more to it than
Work
that.
on
There's
it.
more to it than that. I'm gonna be the best helpmeet.
Amen.
And I'm gonna want you to get, you gonna get tired of me asking for the meat. If you're where God wants you to be.
Hallelujah.
But no, honestly, right?
Yes. Yeah. Straight
So,
up,
I
for
mean,
real.
I've never heard sex talked about in this way. It's like we kind of always miss something. It's like, no, it's like, just don't be selfish. I mean, I've heard it put that way. Just don't be selfish. Give each other what they want. Just kind of meet each other's needs.
That's your wife. She's supposed to do
Yeah, she's supposed to do it. And it's just even to the wife, like, that's your husband. not supposed to deny your body. Okay, I get it. But there's something underlying that we're missing here. And if there is no connection, that's got to
be with a mannequin.
That's got to be communicated.
Right.
That's got to be talked through so that it's not just me saying, okay, just to keep him from cheating on me, I'm going to go on and have sex with him.
Shouldn't even have to have those thoughts even come to your mind.
What is that? Mm-hmm. No, we got to talk this thing out.
Yeah. Amen.
We got to figure out what's going on.
And we have.
We have, and we did. And I'm thankful for that.
So here we are. Communication is the key to most everything.
Yeah. A big bulk of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're not communicating what's going on.
Yeah. Because you're not hearing each other.
And or if the communication's a certain way, because we can communicate, but is it yelling? Is it me talking at you?
Right.
Is it me just trying to demand my needs? Because that's communication, but what kind?
Yeah. Amen.
So communication where I'm heard and I'm understood. That's what I need from my husband.
And that's what you get.
And that's what I get. I'm getting that from my husband. And that makes it better.
Yeah. It takes time, unfortunately,
to
get to this point where we are now.
It took us time. It don't have to take everybody else time.
You're right. Because, it's all about making a decision in your life of what you're going to do, or how you're going to act, and how you're going to present yourself to your wife and her to you.
Yeah. Yeah. And it don't make you any less of a man because you're sitting down with me to find out about what my day was.
Mm-hmm.
I guess some could call me a stay-at-home mother-ish. For those that don't really, really, really know me, those that actually know me, they know I do more than just stay at home.
Oh, yeah.
But for,
busy woman.
For a stay-at-home wife, it could be easy, do you think, for a husband to be like, you here all day because you said you did it to me.
Yeah.
You here all day? When I get home, I want sex. I want my dinner.
Mm-hmm.
I want my wife ready. You're here.
Amen.
But if I'm home as a housewife with the kids and managing the house in a certain way, there's still got to be a certain level of you saying, what can I do for you today?
Yeah. When the old me used to come home like that, expecting those things from you, and I realized it was not, happening. I ain't saying it didn't happen because you did do it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometime, but it was like, then you, I feel a certain way like, oh, this was, is that,
right.
It wasn't all this should have been.
Wasn't what it needed. Yeah. It wasn't love. It wasn't love.
It was uniform.
It was an obligation.
Yeah.
Keep my husband home. Keep you from cheating.
And that's not the way we're supposed to live. My Lord.
Yeah.
Damn. I thank God that we was able to come to a very good understanding with the help of the Holy Spirit coming into both of us.
Yeah.
To make sure that we look at each other like we're supposed to look at each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not as an obligation.
Mm-hmm. Man. Yeah. It took some time, but we did do it.
Yeah.
Another thing I had kind of hit on too was what does submission look like?
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says that we submit one to another. And if we're submitting one to another, then it's not a matter of you give me everything I want when I ask you to do it and do everything for me when I want you to.
It's setting aside who you are, setting aside your feelings, your emotions, your time for the other person. You're submitting yourself to him and her to him.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're doing. That's what it means.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a lot more to it than that, but that's the basics of it.
So I've heard a couple of men say, I can't wait to get married because when I get married, my wife gonna cook my dinner, she gonna rub my feet, she gonna make sure the house stay clean. Whenever I ask her to do something, she gonna do it. I've heard men say this as of recently.
Mm.
And I'm just like in my head like, what era? What era are you living in? Mm. But then there's also some women who may not understand that they're created for more in a marriage than just laying down, having sex, clean, keeping the house clean, taking care of the kids, right. jumping when he says jump. Mm-hmm. That's not submission. That's a doormat.
Yeah. And nobody wants to be treated that way. You want her to have a glow about her. You want her to be free. You want her to be loving. You to get all those things, you have to do your part. And what that means is not treating her like she's less than or she's an obligation and she should do this because I say so.
Let's just get a little slightly spiritual. We're not theologians. But
I don't know me.
Adam was created from Adam's rib.
Eve, I'm sorry.
Eve was created from Adam's rib.
Right.
And we've heard it said before, and we don't have all the theological information behind it. But she was created on from his rib. Mm-hmm. And we've heard pastors say, so they could walk side by side. There is nothing biblical about that.
Right.
But she wasn't taken from his foot bone.
Right.
For him to walk over, over her. Right. She was taken from his side. And
go ahead.
If she was taken from his side and we just want to kind of go in with what the pastors of old have said, then that's them walking side by side together.
And that's closest to his heart.
Closest to his heart. Yeah, we've heard that too. Mm-hmm. So if she should be close to his heart, and if you are loving me like Christ loved the church, what does that look like to you?
Well, you want to make sure that the house is at peace. You want to make sure that you're doing your part, whatever that may be in your family. Mm-hmm. And you want to make sure that her needs are met and vice versa.
Mm-hmm. And you know? I was going to say that. For a submission for me means because you go out in the world to go to work, I want to make sure that when you come home, the house is clean. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure that you have a good dinner ready. I want to make sure that you have a house of peace. I want to make sure the kids are calm. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure that's there because I respect and honor what you do for this family. I respect and honor who you are to God. You're God's child.
Amen.
So you giggling.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking about some of the kids I say to them, and I'd be like, you kids know what I like.
Uh-oh.
and they always say it in unison. Uh-huh. Quiet. Because you go out in the world and you get bombarded with the worldly stuff and the noise and everything that you do at work and traffic or whatever. Mm-hmm. When you come home, you just want to have serenity.
And I don't make sure that happens because I'm fearful of you or because I feel like I'm obligated to do that. Mm-hmm. I do that because I love you. Mm. There's an area where you have created that has helped me feel secure, that has helped me feel protected, that has helped me feel safe. There is a certain level of love that you've given that's been unselfish. You've done your part to show love, and it's become easy for me to make sure that I do my part in submission.
And that's good because that's something that every man would desire for their wives to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is meet her where she's
at. I'm about to say, you didn't have to yell it into me.
Mm-mm.
Are you what going to keep real far doing that anyway?
Just, oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. Yeah. Woo, I just got a glimpse of you trying to yell that into me.
All right.
But
too much respect to be able to
but you wouldn't do that. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't make you less of a man because you don't.
Yeah, I don't like confrontation too much, you know, but when it comes to me, it's hard to bring that devil back down, because once it reached hiatus, it's over. And I don't like being there because it's ugly.
Yeah, well, I think that kind of sums up, hopefully.
Amen. And we'll hit on other things as the time goes on. And we'll make sure that we give a proper introduction of how and what not to do.
Yeah, you hear them kids. They are disrespectful. We said, don't knock on the door, so they gonna be out there using the house as a fun house while we podcasting. They screaming and everything. Yeah. It's cool. We got happy kids.
Amen.
Happy kids, happy husband, happy wife, amen. Happy house.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.